amused by the bird's optimism.
He had learned self-control in a hard school. He had been married for 30 years. "Isn't it time you stones made your move?" He tried a disarming smile, a man with nothing on his mind but the issue at hand. A little scheme had begun to fester in the back of his head, a way to put that snide vulture in his place. The stone said,
"Soon. What will you contribute to the farce?"
Before he could temporize, the buzzard shrieked,
"What the hell is that?"
Bowman's world. That damned bird wasn't scared of anything, but it was squeaky with fear now. Vast dark wings spanned the night, masking the moon and stars. Fires animated wise and evil eyes. Another limbed huge needle teeth. Those malignant eyes were fixed on those who rode the wind whale. Silent made frantic warning signs that did no good. Bowman's did not recognize the thing. It was nothing of the domination, brought out of the Barrowland. He was an expert on those and believed he knew every rag and feather and bone that had gone into them. Neither was it something of the Lady's Empire, or she would have made it her own thing during her heyday. So it had to be loot from one of the cities desolated since the Limper had come out of the Empire. Whatever its provenance, it was dangerous. Bowman's began putting himself into that trance from which it was easiest for him to meet a supernatural challenge. As he opened himself to the energies of another level of reality, fear struck.
"Get on to the next phase!"
he shouted at the scarred men here.
"Now! Recall the mantis! Get everybody off this damned thing!"
Fire-edged wings beat the night. The red-eyed thing streaked toward the wind whale. Bowman's used the strongest warding spell he knew. The monster tortured the night with its shriek of pain, but it came on, its path deflected only slightly. The wind whale shuddered to its impact. All across the wind whale's back, talking menhirs began vanishing, leaving baby thunderclaps. The talking buzzard cursed like a stevedore and flailed at the air. Young mantis screeched in fear. The Torque brothers rushed Bowman's, shouting questions he did not understand. They were going to throw him off. Darling stopped them with a gesture. Below, the wind whale's belly opened and gave birth to a boiling globule of fire. Heat rolled up its flanks. A huge shudder ran its length. Bowman's knuckles grew whiter. He wanted to move back, but his hands had a will of their own and would not turn loose. Another explosion tore the wind whale's belly. The great sky beast dropped a short distance. Upset became panic.
"We're going down!"
one of the Torques shouted in his barbaric eastern gabble.
"Oh, gods, we're going down!"
Darling caught Bowman's eye and in peremptory sign language ordered, "Do something." She was not rattled.